Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM, as well as Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And today our discussion, inshallah, will be surrounding these last few days of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, as well as i'tikaf. So you can send in your questions through to the number 084-786-3132, foreign country plus 27-84-786-3132. The date today is the 17th of Ramadan, 1445. The 17th of Ramadan, 1445, and it is corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 28th of March, 2024. We welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we wait for Mufti Saab to join us, you can send in your questions, queries surrounding the last 10 days of Ramadan, i'tikaf, etc. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid. Inshallah, we go one way to 12 o'clock, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Saab, these last 10 days, we start off with Laylatul Qadr. Mufti Saab, when is the night of Laylatul Qadr? Some people say it could be also on the 17th of Ramadan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we discuss the Laylatul Qadr, we need to get the following also in perspective. We know that our last 10 nights here in South Africa, Southern Africa, will start from Sunday evening, meaning from Sunday, Maghrib time onwards, then it will start the i'tikaf and the last 10 nights and so forth. And we must remember that the last 10 nights in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, all that will start from Saturday night, because they started one day before. That's a different issue now. There was no real sighting, it was a phantom sighting, ghost sighting. But the sun is on them, the governments, and that the people will continue as normal. So that's the first point we must remember. So that's the first thing. Then second point is that the people ask, the awam, the public, they say Laylatul Qadr is one night. So let's say that in South Africa it is Saturday night, and there it is, you understand, Friday night. So how can it be one night on two different nights and so? So I asked them that sunrise and sunset in different countries, different continents, is the same or is different? So they start wondering. I say, see, I give you example. We in South Africa, and when you are in South Africa and you go to New Zealand, so there's 10-hour difference. So sometimes it's daytime here, it's nighttime there. The sun is one, S-U-N. So remember, once, you know, I used to do programs on radio there for New Zealand and all that. So anyway, so once I was in South America, Argentina side, and they had to link up with me. So I asked them, now New Zealand is on the right-hand side and Argentina is on the other side. So like that. So I asked them how many hours difference. They said 15 hours plus minus, you see. So imagine that how much differences we have in time when you go to different countries, different time zones, different continents, like that. So inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So it's one night, but remember, the issue that mata laylatul qadr. So it's very easy. In the light of Quran Sharif, in the light of Sunnah, in the light of Sahaba, and these are all dalail and evidence. Let us go to Quran Sharif itself and see what Allah Ta'ala says. So this you call lata'iful tafsir. You must remember, if you go into the finer points of the tafsir of the noble Quran, then you will find all these things there. So what is it? It is Surah 97, Suratul Qadr, right? And remember that Laylatul Qadr is a distinction, the unique feature of this ummah here. So that's the first thing. So if you study Surah Qadr, Inna anzalnahu talhatta matla'il fajr. So how many words are there? Let's come with that. How many words are there? Like Fajr is one, like that all. So there are 30 words. And how many letters? There are 114. So subhanallah, if you study the Quran, there are 30 parts and here is 30 words. And you study the letters, there are 114. We know there are 114 surahs. So, and you study here, hiya. Hiya is the 27th word. So then comes hatta, then comes matla'il, and then al-fajr, like that. So it shows that most probably 90% will be 27 night. So that is already Quran making ishara to you, a subtle sign, a subtle suggestion to you. And when you study Siratul Mustafa, study the life history of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam performed Taraweeh Salat only 3 nights in Jamaat, in congregation. And that was 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night. 23rd night, say till 10 o'clock. Then 25th night till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. But 27th night, Sahaba say, Hatta takhawwafna al-falah. We even feared we'll miss suhoor and sihri. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his adat mubarakah and through his own action, is showing you that the 27th night has the greatest, you must remember, virtue and so forth, by his amal and fail and action and so forth. Regarding saying 17th night, that don't seem right, because he, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, said, إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْأَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ أَيْ فِي الْأَوْتَارُ وَفِي الْوِتَرِ and so forth. So you must look for it in the last 10 nights. And in the last 10 nights, the witr nights, so 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, like that. Then if you take Quran Sharif, you must remember, then you will see there are 6,236 verses, okay? And there are how many? 114 chapters. How many rukus are there? 540 ruku. So when there are 540 ruku, so it shows that every night, you must remember, you read 20 rakats. So per rakat, you read one ruku. So then you will finish 27 night. You see? If you want this reference of this 540 and finish 27 night, so remember, go open a Fatawa Hindiya. The Arab ulama, they call it Fatawa Hindiya. And our ulama, India Park, they call it Fatawa Alamgiri. You see? 500 ulama, scholars, muftis, all of them. They came together and compiled this great work during the time of Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayh. So it shows that, remember, so these are qara'in and so. So we gave you from Quran, we gave you from the Sunnah. Now let's come to Sahaba. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so one day he held an emergency meeting. He called senior Sahaba. And amongst them, he called Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. So before the meeting could start, some senior Sahaba objected and asked, what is this fatah, this young man doing here? Now you need to put things in context. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So 10th year of the Hijrah, he, Abdullah ibn Abbas, was not even baligh. Walam yahtalim is mentioned. So even most 90%, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away 3 months after that, so 90% he wasn't baligh. So you can easily say 10th year, 11th year, he still wasn't baligh. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who ruled from the 13th year till the 23rd. So if you take, say, in between 15, 16, 17. So that time his age may be 15, 17, 18 years, under 20 he was. So then senior Sahaba, 50, 60, 70 years old, what this youngster is doing? We got children his age. Sayyidina Umar was a genius, he kept quiet. So he told them that today on the menu, on the agenda, is only one issue. So what the issue we're going to discuss? Mata Laylatul Qadr, like what you're asking. So they said, fine. So then they asked, what you say, what you say. Everybody gave their opinion and so forth and so on. Thereafter, last, he asked him, then, ma ra'yuka ya fata, what you say? So, oh youngster, you understand, oh youth, what you say? He said, we all agree it is in the last 10 nights, okay? So when it is in the last 10 nights, I say the 7th night. So if you say 7th night, it means what? 27th night. So you can't make a manidda. Da'a shay'an fa'alehi dalil. You can't be sitting there with Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba and eminent illustrious people, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and you claim and you say, no, I just say like that. You have to substantiate, corroborate it with evidence. So he said, let's look up into the heavens and skies. So he said, Allahu alladhi khalaqa saba samawat. So I see 7 skies. Wa min al-ardi mithlahun. When I look down, I see also that. When you look in the food, human being we consume, and the Quran Sharif speaks of the different type of food we consume and so forth. In Surah Abasa wa Tawalla is mentioned. Surah Abasa is chapter number 80 of the Noble Quran. So remember, there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it. And if you count it, you will see there Mawlana Zahid, you will find how many? You will find 8 type of food there. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّوْ وَإِنَبَوْ وَقَدْبَوْ وَزَيْتُونَوْ وَنَخْلَوْ وَحَدَائِكَ غُلْبَوْ وَفَاكِهَتَوْ. You see, it's 7 till there. And Abba, but Abba, it becomes 8. But Abba is not food lil insan, it is ta'am, fawad lil hayawan. So that one comes out. So how many you left with? 7 different types of food. So this is mentioned in Quran. So we looked on top, so we saw 7. We looked at the bottom, we see 7. We look at the type of food, is 7. We see, we make tawaf, sab'atu ashwatin, 7 rounds, 1 tawaf. Sa'i, 7, safa to marwa, 1, marwa to safa, 2. So you start at safa, you end at marwa, 7. Then the biggest one, dalil he gave, so the sahaba listening. Remember now, you have to again contextualize it. He, Abdullah bin Abbas, he was a very young person. So one day, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, dhammahu, embraced him and then made dua for him. You know, young person. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Give him the deep, profound understanding of deen. Wa'allimhu ta'wil. And teach him the meaning of the Quran Sharif, the interpretation. So therefore, he became Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. He became Ra'isul Mufassirin. And people asked him, that how come yet you were so young, but you imbibed and acquired so much knowledge? He said, Inni Sa'ulun wa Aqulun, hyperbole, mubalagha. Sa'ulun, I used to ask a lot of questions. And wa Aqulun, and Allah gave me intelligence, he said. He said, Aqal. So like that, I say, okay. So now the Sahaba are wondering what else he's going to teach us. Young, senior Sahaba, they hear the youngster is teaching them all these kind of things. So he said, look at, you must remember what you say in English, the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. The development, Aitatwirul Janin, fi batni ummihi. So the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother, and Allah Ta'ala speaks of this in chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 12, 13, 14, 15. So see the glory, the beauty. Now remember, this is when, 1400 years ago and more, there were no all these gynecologists and scientists and physicians and doctors and that who knew these things. But Quran spoke of it. I read for you. Chapter 23, verses number, remember, it will be 12, 13, 14, like that. And it is the beginning of the 18th Supara, 18 Jews. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Now if you count how many stages, it's 7 stages. in the ending, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So he read all this. So he read from here, Surah 23, verses 12, right up to Fatul 14. Understand? If you go further on, also is alright. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ. Then you'll pass away after that when the time comes. So if you count, it's seven stages, you see. Allah Ta'ala put us, the human being, the janin, the fetus, in the womb of the mother. So he said that. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, remember when they objected, he kept quiet. Now he was smiling. So he said, even I agree with you. Ya Fatah. Oh youngster, oh youth, even I say this. You see? So that's why we say, and therefore we encourage the imams. This yesterday, before yesterday. I told my one nephew, one cousin of mine, I said, you the imam, why you don't finish 27th night? So to finish 25th night, 29th night, all, try and finish your Quran Sharif in Taraweeh on the odd nights, but best will be 27th night. You see? When we were becoming Hafiz in the 60s and all that, so always our Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Nimalia, Hafizahullah, is to finish 27th night. But then, after 27 night, people, you must remember, they don't come. They say, Quran khatam, so Taraweeh khatam, finish. You know, people now. So then, after maybe 10, 20 years, then he changed it, you see. Because he stayed there for 23 years. From 68 till 90, Afsab was in Heidelberg, you see. So anyway, then they start finishing 29 night like that, you see. But sometimes again 27 like that. So like Haramain, same thing, 29 night they finish. So, can I tell you something about the Haramain that very few people know nowadays? When I went first time, 74, understood. So, they would not complete the Quran in Taraweeh. They would not complete the Quran in Taraweeh. They would finish, you must remember, till Tabbat Yada or Iza Ja'a and all that till there. And then the Quran, Khatam, they will make in Witr. That time, they used to have two witr. After Taraweeh, 20 rakats, they would read witr. And after Qiyamul Layl, they'd have witr also. In 83, I took my mother. So remember that. So my mother, my wife. So same thing again they did then. Then somebody told them, bye, you can't have two witr in the same night. La witrani fi laylatin hadith in Tirmidhi. So then the last 10 nights, they no more have witr after Taraweeh. They have the witr where they're in after Qiyamul Layl. So now only the past 10, 20, 30 years, like, you know. So then they are completing the Quran, you must remember, in Taraweeh. Or now Qiyamul Layl. So tiksha, you can also say. But remember, before it wasn't like that. They wouldn't complete the Quran in Taraweeh. They would complete it in witr salat. So those Hanafis, you know, sometimes our people are more Catholic than the Pope, you know. So those Hanafis who shouldn't read Witr, but the Imam, so their Quran was stuck at there. Iza Ja'a, Tabbat Yada, like that. Because the Imam never finished, what must we do? They say, one nice kitab I got. They say, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala appointed Ubay bin Ka'ab as the Imam. Understood. For Taraweeh. So 20 nights he made Taraweeh. The last 10 nights, then he wasn't the Imam. So the people asked that, where's Ubay? They say, Abakal Imam. Imam ran away. Understood? So why? He wanted to make his own Taraweeh and everything there is to read long in the last 10 nights. You see? So like that and this type of thing. So it's written there in the Kitab. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that what we should do, that we should look at Quran, look at Sunnah, look at Sahaba, and so some Sahaba, they should take Qasam and say, Wallahi, Sabi wa Ishreen. Don't understand? So therefore we say, we won't take Qasam, but we will say 90%, most probably it is 27 night. So that is what we will say. So we must try and do a little bit extra every odd night, but do the most. And this year is very easy for us. It's Saturday night. So mashallah, as long as we can also, not this Saturday night, following Saturday night, so then will be 27 night. So in that way you complete the Quran Sharif, you do whatever you want to, mashallah.
Mufti Sahab, what should we be doing on big night?
Remember that the Alim wrote a very good sentence, you know. He said, Allah Ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. So he says, when we make dua after first salat, what we say? Allahumma antas salam. So Allah's one attribute is salam. So every person on Laylatul Qadr, 27 night, we just say, so as long as you engage fi ta'atillah, you're not involved in TV and movies and sports and all this entertainment and haram in it, Allah forbid. So you engage some way or the other fi ta'atillah, then what will happen is, then he, the alim, explained beautifully. As-salamu yuqri'uka as-salam. If I tell you the Prime Minister, President took your name and he conveyed regards and us, and we will be elated, delighted like that. We will say how hopeless they are. But if he takes our name, we'll say, hey, he's a good guy, you see. And all these type of things. Yeah. So imagine here the King of Kings, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala himself conveying his salams to us. As-salamu yukriuka as-salam. Salamun hiya hatta matla al-fajr. So that is what happens on that night. Another mistake ulama also make, students also make, tanazzalul malaika. They translate it, tanazzalul malaika is what? The angels descend that night. Finish. Is that the translation? Is wrong that. Go open Mishkat Sharif and that the word kubkuba is mentioned. So it means the entire night from Maghrib time, sunset time, right till the Fajr time, till Siyam time, starting the fasting time. The entire night, the angels are descending, descending, descending in droves and droves, groups and groups and groups. The Nazzalul Malaika means, hey, tufidu hadil ayah, tufidu tajaddud. It's a continuous process that night, you see. So therefore, when we translate, so we must be very careful, say the angel descend, finish. But that's not the real meaning of it. The angels descend in groups and groups the entire night. You must remember that. Therefore, when you study the awliyaullah, the tabi'i and awliyaullah, Thabit Bunani and them, on that night, 27 night, and that there's to be a new clothes. They to wear very smart clothes, you understand? So people tell them, but Eid is coming after 2-3 days and all that. How come? They said, we know it's not Eid today, but we're wearing these new clothes, ta'ziman linuzulil malaika. Out of respect for the millions and billions and zillions of angels descending. You see? So this was their ijtihad and so forth and so on. So, but it's a good point to remember. So this is, so whatever you do, so as I told you the other day, the awliyaullah, they made a definition. Kulla yawmin lam ya'asillaha fihi fawa yawmu eedin. In our past 24 hours, we didn't commit sin. So that day for that individual becomes yawmu eed. So stay away from sins and vices. Then remember, then you will be fi ta'atillah, you will be in the obedience of Allah. And the hadith in Tirmidhi, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram speech, haram actions, haram, you understand, food, haram drink, every haram places. So whatever is haram, stay away from there. Then you're in fi ta'atillah. So you must remember. So read Quran Sharif. Read your Tarawih properly and not go read by a person who's a sharpshooter, 10 minutes, 20 minutes old Tarawih. Just now I went to the barber. So I just asked them, I say, where you read? They say, oh, that's I won't take name. So they say, we read here. They understood. You reckon, sare saat baje azan hoti hai. That upper 7 azan, pone 8 baje jamaat hoti hai. So imam sab parate hai. Phir Tarawih, phir vitr, sare 8 baje sab kuch khatam. No, 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 no. So I asked him, log boat, he said, jaga nahi milti hai, bhai. He said, if you come 5 minutes before Isha, you come 20 to 8 is Jamaat, not Qolatu, 20 to 8 is Jamaat. If you come 25 to, you won't get placed inside the masjid. You'll be right at Saudi, back and that. So like that, you see. Human nature is like that. You know, understood? Whether you read right, whether you read wrong, whether you mix the ayats up, as long as it's fast. So the question we have to ask, is that Tarawih or is that Farari? You know, understood? The ruku, sajda, all that, is it done properly or not? So, sajda tilawat. Who got time to read all the sunnah duas? Just read Subhanallah Rabbi al-A'la one time, Allah Akbar, and then. So you get this one. So the ummat, we have to train the ummat. Remember that, so this type of thing. Our people, they go Makkah, Medina. So they, the imams, the one thing about the imams, for that you must give them due. So my friend, he sends to me, every Wednesday, Thursday, who's going to from Medina? Who's going to deliver the khutbah in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara? So Makkah Mukarrama is Ratande Abdullah Awajwan. He says he makes me sick, you know. Because why? He takes this king's name and the MBS name and that. I don't want all the nonsense, you know. So then I saw Medina, I saw Sheikh Salah Budair. I said, no, he's all right. So I see he makes dua for Gaza, he takes Gaza, he makes dua against the Jews and all that, you see, in the Witr dua and all that. So whether Jummah he'll do, we'll see. So I told Suleiman tomorrow that because I'm going to cross B to Mu'az bin Jabal, so inshallah we'll take Medina Munawwara, you see, and then I'll translate that one day. Let's see what he speaks. And it's good once in a while we take Medina, inshallah. So when our people go there to Makkah, Medina, so what happens is, they come up from Ruku. Samia Allahu liman hamida. They're already halfway going to Sajda. But the Imam is still standing. He's reading the duas and all that, giving the people chance to read. When they finish the first Sajda, they come up, they're still pausing. Our guys already halfway, three-quarter way down. So how we doing it is very wrong. You must remember that. One is in Tarawih, you make the little bit fast. Okay. But see, first Salat. How many masajid I go? I feel like telling the imams, you know what? If you really apply the law of Hadith and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Shafi's and them, your Salat is not, for fasid is null and void. So therefore, the one Arab alim, he says he was with the South African Maulana in the plane. And then they read. He reckoned the way that men read the 3 rakat Maghrib Salat or the 2 rakat Isha Salat. He was also sharp, you know. He didn't say Salatul Hanafiya. He didn't say that because that's wrong. So he said the way he read Salatul Hindiya. he read Indian Salat. So this is our Indian Salat. 90% of our masjids, they go there. So even the young ulama, like your graduate and all that, you know, I see, like now I read Isha Ye in the Khanka. You see, the thing we lack, we don't teach the students. We teach them Bukhari, Muslim, does that, other than one thing. And this, you pass, they go, you Maulvi, and you Alim, and this. But that person, Imamat, he can't read 2 rakat Salat properly. As a proper Imam, he can't read. 80% can't read. You understood? He doesn't know what is Ta'dil-e Arkan. He doesn't make Taswiyah to Sufuf. He doesn't know, you must remember, the Dua of Sajda Tilawat and this type of things. So, I mean, what did we learn, basically? You see, when we were in primary madrasa, so Monday, 60s, we used to go Monday to Friday to madrasa. Saturdays, we know, there's no class, basically. Not mean no class. There's madrasa, everything. But there's no theory. Everything is practical.
See.
But that ustad, who was a hafiz sahab, who was a munshi sahab, he was not qualified, or what? But they taught us more things which the Maulana teaches us. Because they're teaching you practical. He'll take you to the tap. Come on, make wuzu. You see? How to give ghusl to the deceased, and this type of thing. So if somebody dies now, do we know how to give ghusl to the deceased? Be honest about that. We'll call this guy, call this guy. So this. And then, how to make tayammum. If you ask people how make tayammum, half of them will get stuck. You understood? So how to make, remember, janaza salat. So normally when I used to go there from Newcastle, you understand, take examination. So I make like I'm very serious, and you know, so I walk in the class. At random, I'll just say, how many rukus in Salatul Janaza? So one guy say two. One guy I say, yeah, very good answer. I gave all of your note. I pass them all, but just make them a little bit zigzag, you know. So like that. So this in our darulums and madrasas, this practical is missing very badly. Understood? You must remember that. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahu Akbar. So what happened to all the ahadith? Qum faswalli fa innaka lam tuswalli. So when were the people read the du'as? You understood? Between two sajdas, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Right? So that. So we ourselves, we make a mockery of it. Remember this kind of thing. What is the meaning of Alladhina bi salatim khashu'un and all that? So like that, you must remember. It's very bad. You tell him to make nikah, he won't even know how to perform nikah. Understand? He'll phone me, say, hey, I got a nikah on Ahmad Aydin. That, phone me or phone anybody else for that matter. I'm just an example. So the point, you see, we're lacking the practicality in this. So when it comes to Laylatul Qadr or whatever, so we must always look for things which are proven in Hadith. I give you one more. Normally, we would promote Salatul Tasbih. Tell the people, you got all night, so reach, take you 20 minutes, half an hour, and what the maximum. So read that, mashallah. So you get a Salafi guy, he'll tell you that this Salat Tasbih is what? Is da'if, is maudu, is this, you mustn't read. There's no such thing like that. I don't understand. So I'll tell him, okay, that what's wrong with it? You say, no, this. So I took Targhib or Tarheeb with the Sheikh Albani's copy. What we mean by Al-Sheikh Albani's copy, which he made Sahihu At-Targhib At-Targhib. I still got it in my house. So there in volume 1, he wrote the Hassan or he wrote the Sahih. I say, what you say now? So finish, whole argument finish, you see. So therefore I say, today's Salafis, therefore I reiterate, today's Salafis, 90%, 80%, they don't know whether they're coming or they're going. You know? Yesterday, day for yesterday, the one chap said that Saudi Sheikh on TV, the Sheikh Asim or whatever his name, he say all these duas and all that, iftar time and that is not his bid'ah. Is not. So I said, go tell him there's a dua, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. You must read before iftar, and it's in Abu Dawood. He said the dua after iftar is okay. And that is dhahaba dhamahu wa batallatil uruku wa thabat al ajr inshallah. That one day is mentioned in Abu Dawood. So similarly, Allahumma laka sumtu wa la rizqika aftartu is also mentioned in Abu Dawood. But you will go and lead people astray on TV and say, no, they don't dua, you're wasting your time. It's bid'ah. So what good you are. And then you tell the people you can drink beer. I heard it myself. He said, me, I drink beer. So beer is permissible. He said, the shaitan, harami. He said, it's permissible as long as you don't get intoxicated. So if you take champagne, you take whiskey, all that, one, two bottles, there's that. So it's permissible. That's what they're saying. Why they say all this? So they want to impress MBS and all these kind of things. You see? So they put liquors. That's how. If you ask him of MBS, you must see how angry he gets. You must remember that. So they can't speak the truth, but they will come and distort the Sharia, subvert the Sharia. So that's what they do. So what we have to do, Laylatul Qadr, and they say 27 night, all that, Imams, finish your Quran Sharif. That is our request. No must and all that. For you individually, complete the Quran. You know, when we should go for Hajj, I have to tell the people, see, we're coming day in Medina, we read our 40 Salat, mashallah, and so forth. Very good. Now, when we're coming to Makkah, so instead of making tawaf of the malls and that, Hadith in Tirmidhi, Man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra. Make your target 50 tawaf. You can include tawaf ziyarah, tawaf wida, all that also. All right? So make that target. Then when we're coming now to Arafat, So tomorrow is day of Arafat, for example. You understood? If Arafat is Jummah, they coincide, that's the best day in the world then. So it's just example we're giving now. So when it is the day of Arafat, or today is Arafat, whatever. So we'll tell the people that after Zuhur Salat, we combine Zuhur and Asr. So the whole afternoon is free. And that is the wisdom of combining. The whole afternoon is free. Why? For dua, dua, and dua. You see? So that is. So now that is. So we tell the people, before you start making your dua, read from your surah, Alam Tara Surah Fil, till the end of the Quran. Read from surah Wad Duha till the, whatever. So when you complete your Quran Sharif, then you start your dua. You are in Ihram. You are in Arafat. You just completed your Quran. What do you think will happen? You see? So we must use our brains also. You see? Awam can't be doing this. They don't know. When I entered the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa bi fadlillah wa rahmati wa karami wa judi, with His grace and mercy. So then that day I made sure I read Quran Sharif till Surah Al-Fil. And I said, Ya Allah, please, I must get inside. So Allah, through His fadl, grace, what we sinners, transgressors, we're not worthy to go inside. But Allah's fadl, we went inside. And that bitaka, the card they give you, they say, khamsa daqaiq. Now, how you can go inside in 5 minutes? But the sheikh, he made me wait and wait, but one favor he did me, which I can't forget. He said, see, Abdul Qadir, that when you get inside, then if you're going to make salam and raise your hands and make dua, they got police inside, they'll make aji aji and they'll take you out. But if you make long salat and long sujood, nobody will touch you. Understood? So all the duas you want to make, make in sujood. So the first two rakats, they took me 15 minutes plus minus. Then another two took 10 minutes, you see. So whatever dua that time I could think of, we made, like you see, in this. So the point I'm making is, so we completed the Quran Sharif fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, you see. So that is what we must learn. So what an auspicious occasion. You're reading Quran Sharif now. So finish your Quran now, start another one, and then I will finish 27 night, you see. Or you're reading, then time it that Saturday night next week, I will complete my Quran Sharif. You see? So that. Okay, now all that is enough. Now we must come to another topic. The topic is Etikaf. So the Etikaf, you must remember, will start South Africa on this Sunday night. You see, this Sunday here. So when we say Sunday night, it don't mean you pitch up there in the masjid after Maghrib and all that. So those brothers, you're going to sit for Etikaf, you must be inside the masjid already before sunset. Okay? So you make your intention, everything. You, the trustees, your imams of all the masajid throughout the world, you must have big, big boards that which is the boundary of the masjid. Half the people don't even know what is the boundary. And you can't blame them because you don't have anywhere boards. So remember, you must have masjid boundary like that, you see. That is your duty, O trustee. Because what is etikaf? Al-lubsu fil masjid, you must stay in the masjid. What is the virtue of etikaf for last 10 days? When we say etikaf now, so it will start in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Aqsa, all that Saturday night, this Saturday. Like Mona Akud and them left. So today, inshallah, I don't know if they left already, but today they're leaving. So that, why? Because then Saturday, the etikaf will start in Aqsa and that Makkah, Madinah, like that. So you must be clear on this issue here. Yeah? So the reward will be Hajjatain wa Umratain. The hadith is weak, but in Fada'il it is thik, chal jayega, it's okay. So you get reward of two Hajj, two Umrah. Then the question comes, is Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila are hearing, they say, okay, where must we sit? So you sit in your house, you must remember, you make your room, whatever you want, you understand, one room, two rooms. You say, this is my mu'takaf, where I'll make my etikaf. But for you ladies, there are several conditions. If you're married, you must take permission from your husband. You married, not married, you must be free from your menses and nifas. You can't be in etikaf and you got a menses, or you're expecting your menses, or you're going to give birth and you're nifas, and that, then it's not permissible. That. Then you must rather sit for nafil. If you're not married, then you must take permission from your father, if you're not married, you see. Because they need you. Understand? Do this. Now you say, no, I'm going to park in Etikaf. So therefore, all these conditions you must be clear about. For the men also, and all this mess Etikaf, now me, I'm against it. You know? Our Mawlana Sema, Rahimah, was dead against all this mess Etikaf. You see, from where the people got, and Hazrat Mawlana, very few people saw the great, great ulama that he saw. There are only two people I know who saw Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwar Allahu Al-Qalbi from South Africa. One was Abu Mawlana Qasim Sema, and one was Mawlana Abdul Qadir. Mawlana Abdul Qadir of Chatswood. I was in his janaza. He was in Sparks Road also, the Imam. So he studied in our madaris there in India and all that. Then he went to Azhar and that. So I met him also. So he told me himself, Meri Mulaqat, you must remember Mawlana Ilyas Sabi and all that. Like how I met Sheikh Albani, how many times I announced, is there anybody else who met Sheikh Albani? Till now, nobody told me they met Sheikh Albani. You understand? So you must remember these things. Anyway, that is just an example now. So the point I'm making here is this. So that he was dead against this. Yeah. He says that this is this is sunnat muakkada ala kifaya. What is itikaf? Not farz. It is sunnat muakkada ala kifaya. Some people must it. Now so many people, so why he used to get upset? He wants to go to the doctor and he had one, two doctors. He has to go. He said, wait, he said in the itikaf. He said, these doctors also, they don't know, they must serve humanity. They get more sawab than sitting in the itikaf. So I remember he used to tell me this. He said, yeah, tick na ye. We used to speak Urdu, you know. So like this. And today, what shape and form it has taken, I don't say everywhere, but I'll say majority, it's becoming more like a carnival atmosphere, a party atmosphere. You understand? You just parade, little bird does that, and then sleep, party, joke, is it? You read Tarawi, don't read Tarawi, who's there to see and all this? You understood? And this type of thing. So we mustn't. And then best part is this, that some guys come from so far to come sit here for Etikaf, whichever place it is. The other day on air, one person said he want to go sit in Azad World, but he's from Durban. So he's asking me. So I said, for what you want to come here? Go sit there in Durban. You understood? So you must remember that your wife is there, your children are there, all that is emergency. From Azad World to go to Durban will take you 6 hours. You understand? And so, I mean, Durban, half an hour, 1 hour, you're there, and all these type of things. You know today how much crime and whatever. So I said, go to Spingo Beach, Mufti Saleh Ji says there. Go there by Mohana Immortala or Stenger. I didn't want him. So that, I'm not sure if Mohana said. And Stenger, I know they said. You understood? So I don't know who will sit because they approached me. So I said, by me, I'm not available for all this. So you must remember. So I said, go sit there and this type of things. So we must encourage people to go and sit in the masajid where nobody is sitting. That is the real ibadat. It's like then Jamaat, you know. So you say, bye, we're going Jamaat Mauritius. You say, yeah, maybe Tayaru. You understand? You say, no, we're going to Malawi, Guinea-Bissau, and this and that, Niger. We're not ready, bye. So where is smart countries, everything is smooth sailing, all that, and we'll make the little bit sightseeing and check here, there. So you think, I'm going. And very difficult conditions, no tekana, toilet, this, and all. You see. So, but that is the purpose of Jamaat. I must learn self-discipline. I must become a pakka Muslim, a pakka da'i, and so forth in that. Apne Islam, murad hai, you see. So, same thing here also when etikaf is you must sit there and you must engage seclusion. You must look and search for Laylatul Qadr. Not that you go there and you say we got the 10-course meal and 20-course meal and all that. And we got 10 appas there and the halim degs are there one way. Understood? So one guy asked me yesterday one African guy sent the club. He said, you saw the other club? Yeah. He said, what's wrong with this Indian brothers? They have the halimu. Halimu they have. And then they burp the whole time in salat. They must wear it. They must brush their teeth. Very bad, you Indian brothers. So you call it halimu, you see, you know. So anyway, like that. So I don't encourage it. You know, remember this kind of things. We're not saying it's not permissible, but one is to encourage it. We don't encourage it. So because you must remember that the way it's going now. Yeah, you do like Hazrat Sheikh. Who will do that? Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallah Marqadahu. I saw myself in 77 when we went. We went for Ramadan from Karachi to Jalalabad. Whole 5 weeks I spent there. But Hazrat Ji, Nawarallah, Hazrat Ji, Mona Jala, yeah, Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawarallah Marqadahu. So, Hazrat Ji shouldn't sit for itikaf. So he shouldn't sit for itikaf. So I'm not saying nice dalil, I'm just trying to tell you. But Hazrat Sheikh used to sit. So one day we went to other ulama and we still went to Hazrat Ji and we said, Hazrat, if you give permission, we're going to go meet Hazrat Sheikh. He said, yeah, but come back this time. So we said, fine, we went. So we went there, then they told us this time, he said, it's for time for Musafar, you know. So then we went there, we met Hazrat Sheikh, we said we came to Jalalabad to spend time Ramadan with Hazrat Ji, and we just come to meet you. So he said, what a cha. And then he took one packet date and I think something else, zamzam or whatever, and he gave us, and he said, bagjao. You understand? Hazrat Sheikh, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu Mawla Zakariya, was like the Akabir, Allama Nawawi and all these giants. They used to say, Al-Waqtu, Aghla indana min al-dhahabi wal-fidda. Time for us is more valuable than gold and silver. You see? It is a book. I got it there in the library. You might look for it. You go there sometimes. Suhbate ba awliya in Urdu. Suhbate ba awliya. And it's written by Maulana or Doktor Taqiyuddin Nadwi. I met him also. He's there in the Al-Ain, there in the Emirates, United Arab Emirates. Yeah. So, he wrote that waqia in there. He said, Chen Afriki talaba aaye the, and wo mulaqat ke liye Hazrat ne kaha, bhag jao abhi yahan se. So, it's our waqia that. So, we were sitting there. So, we must remember. So, there are 3-4 of Hazrat were sitting there. So, it's not, he had no wasting time. So, what is the lesson? Is not to degrade us or insult. The aim is to show us the importance of time. See, so like that. So what I'm saying, so Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu, there in Saharanpur, this I saw myself. There are 1,000 people, 500 people, masjid packed. Everybody busy with Quran. Oh, you want to sleep, you sleep, you busy, dua, this. But no talking allowed. Kisi ko ijazat nahi ke gapshap mare. No, socialize. This happened. He ate spice, you know. So like that. If they caught you, that you talking to, bhai, apna bistar le lo, jao. They chase you out. Understood? Let us have a thing there. Now, who will do that in our masajid today? And is that hitch guy talking? Who will take him out? Now we had, in a morning program, they say in this masjid that they made a law. You can come sit for itikaf, but no cell phones allowed. And no laptops allowed. It's right. I said, if I was there, I will shake hands of the trustees. Understood? That you did the best thing, you must remember. What then, what is going on? They allow cell phone, they allow laptop, they allow that, what you call, microwave, mini fridge, this, that. What, you running a party there or what? You understood? I'm asking you, a guy with these phones, everybody got nowadays. Even the poor guy got, you must remember. So how many times you will download animate objects and women will come half the time naked right inside the masjid? So you're making ta'zim of the masjid or you're making tawheen of the masjid? Understand? So, but for our people, if you tell them no cell phone, you say, no, I want sit for itikaf. Majority of them are like that. So we have become addicted to it and all. So we must remember that we must know what is itikaf. So itikaf is you do all type of ibadat you want to, but remember that you must stay away from all sin also. That's it. And 2-3 other maslahs that you should know. You're sitting for itikaf. Now you woke up, right? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Now you want to read Salatul Duha. So now obviously you are sleeping. So now you want to make wudu. I'm not speaking of toilet, just wudu for nafil salat. So is that jais or not jais? It's jais. You understood? You can go for nafil wudu and come back, it's fine. The fatwa is permissible. Second one, you want to take Jummah ghusl. Is permissible or not? Majority scholars say no. Nowadays I see some ulama, they passing fatwa is jais. Understand? But we don't agree too much with that. So we say that with our people, if you open one door for them, every day they'll run and dig about. They'll make the hila and thus and thus and all. See, I'm teaching you something, Mozaid. It'll help you. Today we're here, tomorrow we're not here, you know. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, you leave the boundary of the masjid. And there's no insani need. There's no human need. Like you have to go toilet or, you know. Or there's no shari'i need. That you never had ihtilam or something like that. You have to take a first ghusl. You went out of the boundary. So once you did that, finish. Hey, that first of the itikaf. His itikaf is broken. But according to Sahibain, so that Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad and Shafi's and all, these few hours you allowed a little bit flexibility. You understood? So when people go sit for itikaf, you must tell them Imam Abu Hanifa's masla. And if you must remember that they're sitting and this man is sincerely, he didn't know or whatever, he made like a mistake in this. So tell him, okay, not for everybody, for people who are really, but sometimes you can make a mistake also. So then he went out and then you applied the law of Sahibin. So you make it like that, yes, and you practice on both. But when you explain to people, you must explain Imam Hanifa's one. Another masla is this, that, this is very important and we finish. A person's etikaf broke. He fell sick himself, he went away home, doctor, whatever. His father passed away, mother got very sick while he's in etikaf, so he went away. So is there qaza for that etikaf, yes or no? So Shafi's, Maliki's, humble is no qaza. Understand? Because if you sit is sunnah, you don't sit also is accepted. So it is no qaza. And Hanafi's, all this, they say it is qaza. So whether it happened on the 22nd day or 24th day or 28th day, then that. But the qaza is only 24 hours, whether in Ramadan or out of Ramadan. And you must be fasting, ne, for etikaf. You can't be the other day, some students from some madrasa, they tell me, no, in our kitab is that. I say, no, it's wrong. So then again they send me a message. I said, see, in this kitab. They say, but our kitab, I say, the kitab is wrong. They give the name also. So you must be fasting for your last 10 days of Ramadan. So what happens now? I'm telling you, qaza. So that person went for his father's janaza, mother in hospital, whatever, in its examples. Then when he came back in Ramadan, so Maghrib to Maghrib. You see? That is his qaza. So 24 hours. Fasting is not 24 hours. Fasting is normal. But if you're sitting in Shawwal, so you must fast and you must be there in the masjid from Maghrib to Maghrib. So that will be the qaza. That's the fatwa of the Hanafis. So these are basic things that we should know. So Allah Ta'ala accepts everybody's itikaf, everybody's ibadat, Laylatul Qadr and so forth. So we say, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ قَدْرَ اللَّيْلَى لَمْ يَعْرِفْ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. If you never appreciated Laylatul Qadr, then you will never get Laylatul Qadr. You see? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make qadr of Laylatul Qadr. We appreciate it and use it correctly. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.